Tyrone silenced the Hill with a first championship win in 6 attempts to claim a place in the All-Ireland semi-final. The Red Hands finished strongly at Croke Park to put a glossy on a scrappy error-strewn game and were somewhat flattered by their 7-point winning margin. The Dubs missed a couple of second-half goal chances, one of them due to a superb intervention by goalkeeper Niall Morgan, and had they taken at least one of those, the ultimate direction of this game could have been different. And Desi Farrell would reflect on the absence of injured talisman Conn O'Callaghan, who came in for the last 20 minutes with a heavily strapped leg, as a huge factor in the side's failure to make it past the last 8 of the All-Ireland series. Malachy O'Rourke will have many areas of the game to address prior to his return to GAA headquarters in a fortnight, but he'll be delighted with the application and the resilient shown, particularly in the frantic closing 15 minutes when they defended heroically to frustrate the Leinster men. And he had the fresh legs and talented attackers from the bench in the form of Rory Canavan and Owen McElholm to finish the job off when the game became stretched in the closing stages. Tyrone kicked 3 2-pointers in the opening 10 minutes to give themselves a platform, but they looked vulnerable as the Dubs broke from deep. Kieran McGeary was the first to hit the target from distance, followed by Peter Teague and Peter Hart, all raising orange flags as the Ulster men got off to a strong start. Stephen Cluxton had little difficulty in picking out teammates from kickouts, Tyrone opting not to go with an aggressive press, and with Brian Hard and Sean Bugler pressing and Kieran Kilkenny finding space to create openings, they chipped away at the deficit. Paddy Small was getting little change out of Padraig Hampsey, but Cormac Costello once again proved an effective target man, narrowing the gap before Brian O'Leary brought the side's level at the end of the opening quarter. Costello broke away from Kieran Daly to kick his side ahead for the first time on 20 minutes, getting on the end of a fluid move, but Hart was allowed to gallop 50 metres before thumping over another 2-pointer as the Red Hands regained the advantage. Unforced errors on the greasy ball caused both sides scoring opportunities, but it was Tyrone who nailed a couple of points later on in the half, both from Darren McCurry, to take an 11-10 lead into the interval. Dublin had a golden chance in an error-strewn start to the second half, but Costello pulled his shot wide after being sent through by Killian McGuinness, but they did go level through Paddy Small. The Red Hands, though, found some fluency to reel off 3 points through Canavan, Kieran Daly and Niall Devlin, but the introduction of Conn O'Callaghan in the 49th minute gave the Dubs fresh belief. For a time, they looked as if they could get a grip on the contest, O'Callaghan angling over a neat score, and Kilkenny narrowing the gap to a single point. Paddy Small kept it close and Luke Branagh crossed for what looked like a certain goal for Costello, but Morgan was off his line in an instant to cut out the ball directed at the far post. It was an episode which gave Tyrone energy as they halted further attacks with turnovers from Seanie O'Donnell and Kieran McGeary and a Brian Kennedy tackle. Substitutes Owen McElholm and Rory Canavan flashed over points, and with the Dubs forced to chase the game, they were caught light at the back for the Canavan brothers to nail scores, followed by Tyrone's 5th 2-pointer of the afternoon from a Morgan free. Final score, Tyrone 23 points, Dublin 16 points.